cannon to the left of them, cannon to the right of them, cannon to the front of them, thunder and volley.
I feel pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Whatever the fuck that is, that has to go by first. No, we gotta switch to music.
I can't hear nothing. My shit going.
At least it's, we can go anything, but I think it'll be our third time in a row using that song.
But the regular one?
Oh, is that what we have?
Yeah.
All right, bet. Say that. My bad.
Get your head up, man.
Now you're listening.
Get your
to,
headphones on. It's time to go to work.
NDEO podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Sit up, ladies and gents.
Little bitch.
Niggas and the guests.
That's me.
A little bitch.
This is the NWO podcast.
Small bitch. Minuscule bitch. Little bitch. We some niggas with a pen. We some niggas. With a penis. We some niggas with a penis. We some niggas with a penis. Nigga 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 with a penis. Bitch, you need a pants, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pants, you should get them from these niggas, eh? Me, Ricky Bennett, and Chris, who else you know taking abuse like this? This nigga think that he fucking Joe Jackson. Nigga being us, kicking this in the back end. What the fuck is going on? We supposed to be brothers, strong. But you're abusing us, misusing us.
Now you're losing us.
What's going on? Why you act like that? Shoot us in the back like that. I swear to God. You making niggas pie. Acting real eyes. Oh, oh, Lord. That's the word. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
You want to be Jamaican? Give me one of those right now.
Oh, my Lord.
Gross.
Ladies,
you know
and
what? Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I noticed that like that's your default Ross ad lib. Do you truly believe that's the best one?
I do. It was the first one before. Oh, it was
no Ross. Like it used to be something.
It used to be something. Yeah, it's
that was mixtape Ross.
That was yeah,
mixtape Ross. Early Port of Miami.
That nigga was about to try. Right, he would hold that S.
Yeah. Ross. I loved it. And I've loved it, and I've always said it, so it just stayed with me. I just randomly say that. I'd be at work, but Ricky, can you follow the Raps.
What?
It is amazing to me.
I'm not gonna lie. I really used to fuck with it until that nigga started randomly screaming out Rosé. That's just top
Rosé.
Tier.
Yeah. Nah.
Rosé is it.
Rosé is
top
it.
Top tier.
Rosé is it.
Like the hush shit is cool, but like randomly yelling Rosé for no reason is never gonna be fire.
He's not rated high enough in the ad-lib game, in the ad-lib rankings.
Man, no, yes, he is, bro. His that is notorious.
Okay, oh. Give me your top five ad-libs.
Quavo's up there.
You're not going to like this at all.
The Migos are up there.
You're not going to like this. Definitely.
Ross, Migos.
Ross. Nigga, I ain't got Migos Chain. In my top five.
Nah, you don't? Yeah, I was about to say I don't.
Definitely. Definitely.
I feel like they do a lot of ad-libs in their shit.
Like
to
like
me, 21 Savage is top three. With Ross.
You're insane. First of all.
21.
We have Ross. We have P. Diddy. Because take that first and goddamn form.
He does a lot of talking.
He's an ad-lib genie.
He does a lot of talking.
All he did was ad-lib.
I don't know. Who else you got? Take that. I see you. Fucking Gucci Man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Because Burr is eternal. Yeah. He's not on my list, but OJ the Juice Man gets an honorable mention. Hey. It's just his body of work isn't enough.
Yeah, it's not. That's why I can't put him up there. But his showings.
But you know that can fit anywhere.
Yeah.
You've seen it be ambid. I'm not gonna lie.
To change too.
What change got? True.
True. Huh?
Ain't that cool?
Can we mention Jeezy?
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Mention. Okay. Mention.
Right. He's talking.
Mention.
I didn't hear his name yet.
You're right. I'm so sorry.
You're right. That's pretty fucked up.
I'm so sorry.
Camera?
Can we? Nah, man.
Nah, when you get to the up north niggas, I'm sorry. I don't know.
They ain't got the up north niggas. It's just Diddy up there.
Or Jay-Z?
That trash ass ad lib.
Nah.
That's trash.
Not Jay-Z on the ad lib.
Them boys ain't got no ad libs. Are we missing anybody?
T.I. No, Fresh Montana. Hey.
It's a good one. He's just a really bad
rapper. No, actually, he stole that from, what's it called? Ying Yang Twins.
Ying Yang Twins.
Yeah, Ying Yang Twins.
Dun-dun.
Travis has a good body of work.
Travis Scott? Yeah. Travis
as far Scott. As ad-libs goes, yeah. He has a really good body of work.
It's lit. Yeah.
Straight up. Those straight ups.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You know shit's going crazy when
you hear this. You know he preaches.
Wiz Khalifa with that laugh.
Not enough, man. I'm not giving out no freebies, bro.
Okay.
All right. Okay. He maybe has a little bit. But no, man, it's just pretty much niggas in the South.
Mm-hmm. It's a Southern thing, you think?
How the fuck do we miss Jeezy?
The thing is, I think Southern niggas would want to take it overboard. Like, Jeezy, I feel like was the first nigga doing an ad-lib after every bar. I've never heard. Like, Jeezy used it to fill space.
Yeah.
Like, he used it almost like lyrics. Like, he would shorten his bars just to laugh for a whole bar. Can I get an ad-lib? Like, that nigga shit different. And then Jeezy... I mean, in Gucci, he's just evolved over time, like different ones.
Yeah,
he should just be, oh my God.
Dolph used to go crazy.
Oh my. That, uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And it's Dolph.
Juicy J with the, uh-huh.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, I'm going to lie. That, uh-huh, is fire. That's how every time a nigga make a three
I love it.
On 2K, that's how that I make, uh-huh, whack.
Play me something to pimp it, man.
I was just asking somebody, I was just going to say, and then I just fucking let him go. Fuck, the list is not complete. And I'm going to obsess over this.
Southern nigga?
Yes. God damn it.
Southern artist.
But no, somebody mentioned 21 Savage. Yeah. 21's great.
21.
Those 21,
little bitch. It's like,
I can't believe how well timed those 21s are.
How much what?
Those 21s.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. And it's always really well placed. Always well placed.
We ain't really with that pretending this shit. 21. Always.
21.
Always.
Little bitch.
Straight up. Oh God.
But yeah, that
Chief
I think.
Keith?
Yes.
Rihanna.
Bang.
Bang.
Obla.
Great ones. Now we're cooking. Now these are some contributors. But also, Chief Keef is good, but. Not making my top 20.
No.
E-40?
Yeah.
Hey, that's an ad-lib, bro. And it's a good one.
Niggas can eat all night.
Juvenile?
Juvenile.
Or is that Billy Blue?
Yes, it really is Billy Blue. Nigga. I don't think Juvenile.
Billy Blue, that's what it nigga. Is. That's what it is.
Yeah, right. Billy Blue definitely one of them.
No, Billy Blue standing in the ad-lib space.
Hey, what it is.
Man, I'm still going to beat you in Street Fighter, nigga.
Huh?
Hold on. Dare I say, the City Girls might have the fucking ad-lib of the decade.
Period.
Because you want to talk about some well-timed ad-libs?
Yeah.
Those periods come in on time.
Period.
That bitch say, make him think you love him, then you take his money, then you dip on niggas. Period. That shit, it's, come on. They have the world.
Cardi with the brrr, or is that?
Respectable. The okr is a respectable ad-lib.
Whatever it is.
It's a respectable contribution to the ad-lib game.
Yeah, they use that heavy.
How do y'all feel about Megan? She drops one after every line.
You know, it's also one. It's one
after every fucking line.
I mean, I guess we definitely have to give Migos respect in this space.
Like, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. They deserve respect.
I just, I don't think I've ever seen niggas ad lib in real time the way they do it. My God.
Yeah.
These niggas be in the studio together ad libbing off of chemistry and vibes. What did I miss, Ben? What did that asshole say?
It's what his asshole just said, literally.
Oh, okay. All right. You guys really got to take it easy.
He's ripping.
Fuck.
He's ripping ass right now.
It's probably those beans, Chris Bean.
The beans.
You got to relax, nigga.
I ate them and you fucked. That's crazy. It's crazy how the human body works.
This nigga tried to tell me one time that you eat bean pies.
I've never had a bean pie in my life.
So really? That's crazy. So you've not tried all the vegan foods? No. I just feel like...
I just imagine me eating a pizza pie, him eating a bean pie. Chris say, if Chris said to us, yo, I'm eating a pie, it's not a pumpkin pie.
Why not?
Let me Google bean pie. I need to see it.
What goes in the pumpkin pie, kid?
I don't fucking know. God, something you probably can't eat. See? All you tell me is a long list of shit you can't fucking eat. Unless it's fucking grass. See?
Wait, there are goddamn beans in this pie?
A bean pie.
That's fucking disgusting.
What other kind of pie would it be?
You know what I mean? Maybe it's a name. Like, there's no fucking keys in key lime pie. Maybe it's just a fucking name.
Key lime's in it, though.
Key lime is a thing?
Yeah, nigga.
Wow. We learn something every day. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Okay.
Key lime is actually the only alkaline citrus.
There are no keys.
Apparently, you just can't joke. That's what's no, you don't play with vegetables around this nigga.
Such Neanderthalish logic, bro.
Almost got away with it. If it wasn't for fucking Professor Fruit over there.
Professor Fruit is stupid.
Almost fucking.
That's the title. Professor Fruit.
Almost fucking got away with it.
Call like a nigga Professor Fruit. That's a straight nigga. It's crazy. Last episode we called the nigga fucking edible.
Yeah, bro, I'm not gonna lie. He's subjected to a lot of abuse here.
Yeah, he does.
Oh my God. Where's the lighter at?
I'm not gonna lie, Ben, you ain't even started the show yet.
Oh, I got it right here.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh shit.
Yes. One of those.
This is the Niggas with Opinions podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Benesy. Take a shot of me. And I'm joined, unfortunately, by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
I'm here again.
Ricky the Prince.
Bitch.
Good evening, host.
Nice.
Okay. Nice change.
Yeah, right.
And the Vegan Trap Lord.
And you don't stop.
Take that. Take that.
Classic, man. How we doing? Tell me the truth.
I am hanging on by a thread, man.
That's what I want to hear, baby. Emotions.
I'm hanging on by a motherfucker.
I want to hear emotions.
And I'll be damned if I get them an hour and a half today.
Yeah?
They're not getting that. They're getting a picture on a special fucking time today.
That's how I go into sex sometimes. I'll be damned if you're getting the whole 15 today.
That's the beauty of being married. There's no expectations here. Come on. Call me DJ Envy.
I could do 15.
I could actually do DJ. Yeah, DJ
an hour and a half. Tomorrow.
Okay. You know what, guys? I've been inspired. I could have never wrote this question down. In a relationship.
Talk to me.
How do you manage how often you distribute the really good sex?
I haven't distributed good sex since I met her.
Let's give this a round of applause.
Because this is the thing, right? Like, once you've assured yourself that she loves you, and you guys pay bills together, you are no longer on the hook for audition dick every night. However, you just burnt the whole joint at one time.
You let see him have it. Let him have it.
He burnt the.
Oh, what? The fuck happened?
Nigga, you see this shit on fire.
Please, oh
Can we get a close up on the joint where he did to it?
I watched this nigga light it up. It just be too black.
Oh man.
My God.
Nah, hold on, you gotta hold it to the camera.
My God.
Nah, right here.
Nigga, I'm
hold it to me. They can't see. Hold it up. Yeah. It's a little blurry.
It looks like me.
It's black and blurry. It's like you. Ben, how do you decide when it's time? But then again, a nigga like you, are you going for it every time?
I'm gonna be honest with you. In the midst of living life and adulting, which is a fucking practical joke.
Talk
as
to
far
me.
As I'm,
Talk
I'm
to
concerned.
Me, brother. Talk to me about realities in real life.
It's not happening as often as you know, think it would. So for me, I'm gonna try my very best whenever I do get it.
So then your logic is, I work hard, we do a lot of shit, we busy, so whenever the occasion presents itself, I'm knocking it out the park.
I'm going to attempt to, yes. I'm going to attempt to knock it out the park.
Okay, let me ask you this. If you had to put...
There are lazy times, though, for sure.
Okay, so let's do it like this, right? If sex is a pie chart, what's the slice of maximum effort, más fuerte?
Okay, let's see.
Like
probably. Damn, I'm thinking too much. All right, 70-30. I go 70-30.
Round of applause for Ben, guys. Round of applause for Ben. Clap your fucking hands. All right. Ben is a fucking stallion.
Trying.
Ben the stallion. Ah.
That's crazy business, bro. See? You see how you talk to your friends? You got to cut this out.
Niggas a fucking stallion.
He's a big old freak. He's a big old freak.
He's a hot boy.
A big old freak.
He's a hot boy.
On Ben's behalf, bro.
He's a freaky hot boy. What do you want?
Like this.
Ah.
Ben doesn't want you to talk to him. Please like this. I promise you, he doesn't.
Hey, Ricky, what's your pie chart, cuz?
Of how I go, like, hard at sex?
Yeah. Like, how often do you decide to pull out the stick?
How you go hard?
I'm married, man. 1090. Very, very few. Few and few far between.
So, 90% of it is you having functional sex because everybody needs an orgasm to keep going to work?
Yes. Now...
And then 10% you do the works.
Prior to marriage, it was, I would say, 60-40, 70-30. But recently, no.
Now, let me ask you a question. Because when I hear, and I know you're exaggerating a little bit, but when I hear 1090, like, it doesn't sound very bad because 1090 just might be what niggas need. Like, I don't always need a porno every day. That's excessive.
I don't always need it. It works for us. I don't always need it.
You're saying,
she doesn't always need
you're
it.
Saying,
and when we do need it,
I don't need a production today.
Exactly.
If we could do this, like, I woke up late for work. I really love to have this. If we could make this happen in 7 minutes, that'd be great. We could shower together, make it efficient, go to work.
Babe, Arya finally went to sleep. I'm really, really tired. You want to get this?
And that's that's another thing. You
gotta factor in children.
Romance don't exist when you're putting kids to sleep.
Gotta factor in the children.
When
man.
You put a kids to sleep, there's no romance. Hey man, we got 5 minutes and they might wake up. Are you okay with fucking while rocking the baby to sleep? Are you cool with that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that's crazy. But I get it. I get it.
Can you do it at the same time? Are you cool with that?
Using your rhythm to rock the baby.
Is that a boundary that you're okay crossing?
Yeah. And you realize the boundaries you're willing to cross when you have a baby. That's when you learn the boundaries that you're willing to cross.
That's the thing. I feel like if you tell motherfuckers that, like, you could fuck, put a baby to sleep, and go back to fucking them, be like, bro, how do you stay hard? Because I know it's my only choice.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Mean? Like, I have no other choice but to stay hard.
I've been waiting for this all week.
Are you crazy? You went 8-9 weeks without pussy because she can't fuck after the baby? And then, nigga, trust me.
That's funny.
Trust me.
I can fully see myself accepting that type of lifestyle, though.
That's funny.
Jesus.
It's practical.
Yeah, because that's the thing, because you're going for the body roll every time, but when it flips.
Nigga, that's 70-30 for the rest of your life, nigga?
CMOS, man.
No. I mean, like,
if you want to, if I'm in a situation to where you gotta, you know,
take advantage of the stolen moments or the random time that we have because of life and kids and shit like that, I can see myself being able to rock with that.
Oh, you don't have no choice.
Yeah.
It's either you rock with it or you don't rock.
You ain't got no choice.
If you want to rock,
let me tell you, the amount of times you have a sex now drastically slows when a kid comes.
Like, when kids
fucking
are born,
cock blockers.
Like, they know when they're hungry, when they're tired,
nigga,
and when you're trying to fuck. Like,
bro, they can sense that. They know that. They got spider senses, dog. They know, fam.
They're not going to sleep easily that night. Like, they definitely fight.
Oh, they going to keep barging in when you about to get this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep having nightmares type shit.
You just got to fuck some chairs sometimes, man. Fuck.
No, I've done it plenty of times, bro.
That sounds very bad out of context.
FTK, fuck them kids, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Hilarious.
FTK. Stupid.
Is that a thing? Do people FTK?
They give money back.
I mean,
man.
He just made it up.
Before you pass the shit to Ben, you sitting here smoking the shit out of
it. That's what I do, smoke niggas out, man. Welcome to my smokehouse, nigga.
I saw this nigga on TikTok, right? His name is The Honorable One or something along those lines. And he was talking about how black capitalism doesn't work. And what he meant by that is typically when black people accumulate wealth, they flip to the other side and become either a pawn or part of the 1% as opposed to being people who contribute in the hood. So he was like, once they get rich, they become one of those motherfuckers anyway. So does black capitalism really help us?
Does black capitalists help us?
I think it's got to be fully integrated, man.
Talk to me about what that means.
Just like... Hold on, I'm trying to plug my headphones back in.
I don't see them. I'm Grand Co. Edibles
smacking.
Yeah, Grand Co. Edibles is fire.
Grand Co. to Damn Co.
I'm 3 deep right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm 2 deep right now.
I'm rolling.
I'm 1 there.
If I don't have these shades on right now, bro.
I'm rolling.
I took like a little bite.
Nigga,
and I can feel it.
Nah, but no cap.
This is delicious, though, man.
Full integration looks like at, like, so take that restaurant, for instance, right? Having a black-owned plastic bag company, right? But then also having a black-owned system for sourcing the plastic for the bags. It's like being the supplier and the source.
So you're saying that black capitalism really doesn't work because it's not... there's not enough to set up any legitimate business.
It needs to be fully integrated for it to work in an ideal fashion.
So
as it is right now, it works because it helps circulate at least some sort of energy towards the black dollar. Because as we there's data out there that shows you how long the black dollar lasts within the black community. So I think even a small piece of black economics helps that dollar circulate even further.
For a second, what I thought I was hearing was that we haven't created the proper infrastructure to keep it in-house, like literally within the hood.
Exactly.
Like that maybe is, like, you know, creating a network, like, you know, this company is helping scratch the back of the next company. And whatever this particular company would need, like, let's say a clothing brand, we need some black distribution companies in order to make it go hand in hand.
Yeah, you, bitch.
Come up. No, that nigga high now.
I need to join for minutes, little bitch.
Fucking hoe.
Smoke niggas out. You smoke, nigga.
You smoke yourself out. You even know what you smoking, nigga. Pass me the fucking lighter. That's that best big Graham Coke pack, nigga.
Put your lighters up.
Little Kim?
That's what me do. That's what me I do.
That's what me I do. No. That's what me do.
Don't burn the whole thing.
Me roll up a doobie. How about that?
Shut up.
Smoke booties, nigga.
Disgusting.
Paper planes, nigga. Tailgating, nigga.
Over airplanes.
I blow up by that old nigga.
You really
remember that day I smoked 16 grams, nigga?
What does that look like for you?
What day?
Nigga, I smoked 16 grams on these fuckers. Yeah.
On which fuck niggas where? Right
six. Here. Let me tell you something, bro.
Had the niggas in the parking lot.
You did 16 finishing. In the day, my nigga. You would.
They used to call me Rick Khalifa for a reason.
But no, bro. You said that.
You used to call me Rick Khalifa.
No, I never said that Rick to
Khalifa
you, bro.
Rick Khalifa is really funny.
I really never said. I don't know why
you want to know what his other nickname was at one point. You want to know what his other nickname was at one point?
Please.
He used to call himself Mr. Chimney.
That's right.
The dumbest shit ever.
Yeah, that was his first.
That was the first name.
Mr. Chimney.
And then he graduated.
And niggas did not want to fucking smoke with Mr. Chimney. All of a sudden, the weed is out. The weed is gone when I show up.
You know why?
Mr. Chimney's here.
You know why?
I was like, Omar.
Because you do the same thing you're doing now.
You know what I'm saying?
Cooking the joint.
The one time we tried to get you
smoke
a Chimney
it
to smoke
and stop cooking
it. You fucking died, nigga. You died.
Cause I don't smoke out of bongs. That's for crackers. Us niggas, we smoke blunts, nigga.
And that's why you can't stay awake now.
Roll up some more weed. How about that? Roll up some weed. You talking too much. Roll up the fucking weed.
Alright.
Before I call my fucking supplier right now.
Put your ass
in. Instead of rolling it up, we can utilize these pre-rolls.
That's
here.
Right. Use a pre-roll, man.
My Graham Co. The damn Co.
25% off.
Use promo code NWO25 for 25% off of all your purchases.
Don't pass me nothing else. I'm 3 high, okay?
That's one that got killed tonight.
Shit else down here. I am 3 high.
Ben and Chris are dead. They're just trying to hold on just so they don't have to deal with my mouth.
Hold on to what? Fucking
pause.
That's crazy, bro.
It's insane.
That's insane.
It's really wild behavior. Ben. What is the last thing a woman taught you?
Proper money management. My woman.
Are you allowed to say what she managed or how she helped?
If he's allowed, nigga.
It's personal. You know, he didn't mean all talk about his finances.
It's just funny, though. Ask a nigga, private. Are you allowed?
Like, do you care to divulge, rather, as opposed to are you allowed?
It's supposed to be behind your chair.
Or is there a part that you can share? That's dope.
Just really, like, understanding, like, you know, you don't always have to, like, you know,
lend Ricky money.
Splurge too much. I mean, just because you got it. I know we understand that, you know, it ain't tricking if you got it, but, you know, you can save too if you cut out some bullshit. And, like, there's nothing wrong with staying home. That's what I learned the most. There's nothing wrong with staying home.
Are you still brunching every weekend?
Hell no.
That hell no came swift.
No. Absolutely not, man.
Nah, we chilled out long time.
That shit was becoming a fucking expense. And I didn't like how it felt after a while. Pause. I don't know what's pause with.
Look at the anymore. Jail you live in now.
You don't like how it felt, bro. That's nothing. Say how you feel, man.
Because brunching properly is what? How much you spend on brunch a week?
Woo!
120, 150?
Man.
That's a good day.
That's a good brunch.
That's if you and the guys go out.
That's a good brunch. You spend 100.
Because that's for you and your drinks.
Yeah. Imagine you and your lady.
You, your meal, and your drinks. And you know when you brunch, you're not just going to say, we're not going to one spot. We hopping.
Yeah.
It's an all-day affair for us.
And they get hungry, so you're going to have to buy food.
Oh, and, yeah.
Disgusting.
And, yeah. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Nasty game. Glad I'm out.
Disgusting. I'm disgusted. Richard, what's the last thing a woman taught you?
How to love myself.
In what ways, bro?
He said, oh, brother.
Prior to meeting my wife, I was living in a way where I wasn't loving myself. But now that I found my mate, my soulmate, I now know how to love myself.
She thought you had a jack off pal.
And I can't wait till she hears this.
You son of a bitch.
Got me some cool points. I'm good, fellas.
I'm good. I'm good. You're good, huh?
I can get my shit off now.
You can go turn it off right now.
Christopher, what is the last thing a woman taught you?
Definitely know how to shut the fuck up.
Claire. They don't know how to do that. How do I teach you?
Okay. You see? I'm going to let y'all have that one.
It can't be none of the hippy dippy shit either. like how many arguments do you guys get into over your
I want
your
a
takes?
Long drawn out ass answer from the motherfucking cheerleader who had all that shit to say earlier. I want a paragraph. I want to know your thoughts.
None of your hippy dippiness.
Okay. Hippy dippy. Let's delve into the mind of Christopher. Let's understand your perspective.
Why did he say that to him?
none of that hippy dippy.
I'm so offended and confused right now.
No, because he loves a good hippy dippy fucking answer. How do you feel about water? What kind of water?
That podcast was so funny, man. Oh shit.
Yo, bruh.
That episode was so funny.
To trying me. To enrage me.
There are no satellites.
Yo, what the fuck?
And he's so traumatized. Plus, immediately responded, "I'm not doing this with you." That's trauma. That's PTSD.
To play his game.
Does anyone know why that's doing that?
What?
The light?
Which one?
The ring light?
Why is it doing what?
Why is it facing that way? Who's over there?
How did he even turn, dog?
Who the fuck did that, hey, bro?
This thing was so focused on the camera angle, he completely forgot. Because the camera's perfect.
That's why he's asking for more light. The light's going onto the TV.
Jesus Christ, that's funny.
Oh my God.
Don't fuck up the camera. Right. It's fucking talent you walking on. All right. All right. Now we can see Ricky.
I got to do everything in this fucking podcast.
You're damn right, nigga.
Fucking talent. The smoke you niggas out. Put the content in the chat.
Fuck, man. What the fuck you niggas do? Because he's a badass.
He looks like Popeye. What's Cartel?
Kane's Cartel. It's a group of Kanes. Real niggas. They sent me that flag as a housewarming. To salute me, because I'm a legend.
Who's the coach there now?
Mario Cristobal. He's a legend.
He hasn't had a year of coaching yet, no?
Yeah, he's coached before. He's coached.
No, I mean, but like here, like this is
no,
his
first
year.
Yeah, first year.
Are you guys optimistic?
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see you next.
It's going to be amazing, guys. It's going to be.
Absolutely.
Like, I think that's my favorite part of this, right?
What's that?
Is watching you guys be hopeful during, like.
It happens a lot. That's fair. It happens a lot.
And then be crushed because as long as I've been potting with you guys, you have been losers.
Yeah.
Right? As long as I've been here.
Yeah.
You understand? So every year, you guys, this is the year. This is the one. This kid, this guy. We have a new Cuban guy this year. It's a different Arroz con Pollo. And the same shit. Same shit. And I love it. I love it every year. Your dreams get crushed.
We
and this was crazy, right?
We sucked dick for 20 years. I'm sick of it.
When I go to the NWO feed, what I see is four or five loser schools pretty much deciding who's losing the most. It's the funniest shit. No one's winning anything. Well, the last time I won was 96. Well, I was in 97. Bitch, come on.
You weren't even born. That's hilarious. You know, you're right. It's literally three losers, like, talking about who's losing the least.
One winner amongst them, maybe, but no one is winning.
Because the winners don't argue.
The only winner out of this is the people who don't understand what the fuck's going on.
And then
I know we looking crazy to outsiders.
Because we get the show.
Schools like UF, like, I have some pity But UM has every fucking resource available to them to be raw. You're in Miami. Everybody wants to go there. You pay players illegally, and you can't buy a fucking championship. My mind is blown. My mind is blown. You can't. You mean to tell me that you can't even buy something illegally in Miami? You're that bad. Mind fucking blown. I can't believe it. It's not even about football. It's about money and common sense. I can't fucking believe it.
Well, the powers that be stop that.
Oh, please. Yeah. Spare me.
It's okay? The powers that be, man.
Spare me. What powers?
Yeah, I feel like they don't recruit a lot of, like, the Miami players or black players in general, for real.
There are literally fucking the best football players in the country down the street.
No cap.
They don't want to come to Miami.
It's not as cool as it used to be.
How is that?
They're coming now, but they weren't coming for a while because
for me, it seemed like it should be a common sense pipeline.
It got bad during the sanctions.
For me to break this shit down for you, it'll take three pods for me to break this shit down for you.
I mean, buddy, listen, how many minutes are we at? Because it's not even about football. Like, if I'm thinking about the business of this shit, especially because this is a team that had runs.
Yes.
Like, when I was
historic
in high school, there was a run when I was in high school. Niggas was running.
Yeah, when we were kids and shit. But yeah, so what happens is Miami was being very cheap with the football program.
But why?
Because the president that was running the school, Donna Shalala, is a piece of shit bitch. That's why they ran her ass out of here.
What's the name?
Donna Shalala. She's on Congress now, I think. She's a congresswoman now.
Yeah, because it sounds to me like football made the school, no?
Yes.
The reason why the school went from a building to all of downtown.
Absolutely.
Like, make no mistake, like, downtown Miami is sponsored by University of Miami.
Oh, absolutely. If you go down to Miami, like, and Coral Gables, that's all UM.
UM is so much more than fucking football. Like, every decent hospital.
But prior to the football, that
didn't exist.
That's possible because
right. Of football.
When you think of that U, that emblem, you don't fucking think of the hospital.
But
as big as it is.
And that's why it's crazy, because I don't think people, like, when people see UM, they think of the football team. They don't get to see the fucking monstrosity that is those hospitals.
They don't. Like, it's everywhere.
It's a whole area.
System. It's a system.
Plus random buildings throughout Miami.
Bro, when you work, I work for a hospital right now. And when you refer to the University of Miami, we're not allowed to call it a hospital. We have to call it a system.
It is.
That's how huge that shit is. It's a system. We have to send people from way up here down there to get certain things done. Because they do everything.
So a football program that builds a goddamn system like this, how do you stop or why do you stop prioritizing this? What was her logic back then?
So prior to her, even back in the 90s, Ted Foote thought the same thing. The football program is not the face of University of Miami.
Oh, they had a point to prove.
We're going to make the medical, the research program, and all the money that the school generates from football, which we generate a lot of money, like most schools, they weren't using it to fund the football program. So you're being cheap on coaches. You're being cheap on everything in regards to the football team. So in the 80s and the 90s, before social media, you just didn't go outside of Florida. You stayed home to play football. So the best kids did. Now there's social media involved. And now the kids are growing up seeing on TV, damn, Miami sucks. I'm going to go to Alabama. They're winning. I'm going to go to Clemson. Shit, I'm going to even go to Florida State. I've seen them win a championship in my lifetime. Eli has never seen Miami win a championship. And that's crazy. Think about it. Last time Miami won a championship was 2001. We're in 2022. So there are 20-year-olds rocking this earth that never saw Miami win a championship.
Damn,
all we knew growing up was how raw these motherfuckers were.
Bro, when UM won, I still remember the city being on fire. And what's
nigga,
crazy
I was on fire.
Is more on fire. Mind you, I've seen, three
Heat championships.
Right?
You see two Marlins championships.
Two Marlins championships.
Yep.
And never nothing like this UM shit.
You'll never see it like that.
Never like this UM shit.
I think the Marlins and UM won the same year.
It was one of those years.
It was 2001. If I'm not mistaken.
It was around
03 for the Marlins.
The Heat. And I was looking at the fucking Dolphins like, what are you guys doing? Yeah.
It's just different. Because it's a football town. This is a football city. It's a football town. But
the Dolphins always been buns.
But if you go to their games, they're loyal. Loyal as fuck. You won't find nothing more loyal than a Dolphins fan.
It's insane the drinks be cheap.
How many diehard niggas are like, and you go there and it's lifers in that bitch. Lifers. Niggas with faded Dolphins. It's disgusting.
Yeah. It's the same thing with Miami fans. Like you won't, like I always tell people, like, you won't find a Miami Hurricanes fan. You find Miami Hurricanes fanatics. Like Miami Hurricane fans are just not like fans. Like, yeah, we love this shit. Because like I said, growing up, they were the greatest shit ever. Like this shit, you've never seen nothing like this before in your life. They're replicating what Miami did in the 80s and 90s right now. That's the model of college football. That is literally the model of college. Come to the Miami and recruit, get those kids. That's what we did. We changed positions.
Because this shit, bro, like the best kids in Miami. This is an amazing school, amazing location. It just feel like 1 + 1 should equal 2.
Prior to this year, bro, I wouldn't let my kid in Miami.
Look at Lamar Jackson.
I wouldn't. They didn't recruit. And that's another thing. There's a lot of the people now that are the best players in the league that are from Florida that Miami did not recruit.
Lamar went to the West, yeah?
He went to Boynton Beach.
Louisville.
Boynton Beach High School.
Boynton Beach High School. Oh, so he's a
Palm Beach. Oh, you're talking about high school.
Yeah, Palm Beach. Yeah. All right. Or Deerfield. Wait, no. But yeah, Boynton Beach.
But come on, man. You Miami,
they recruited him here at Miami to play receiver. He's like, I'm a quarterback. He's like, fuck that. He ain't no
racism. And look, because that is a franchise-saving talent.
He's an NFL MVP. He's a record setter in the NFL. And we told him what position he's going to play. But that's what we do all the time. It's a bunch of these dudes that's in the NFL right now that's from Miami, from Broward County, from West Palm Beach.
Yep.
Grew up. They all say the same thing. Grew up a diehard Miami Hurricanes fans. Like, they all say it. They didn't recruit me. They didn't want me.
So then,
they come and play Miami the Hurricanes when they at Louisville, when they're Florida State, whatever, and bust our fucking ass.
All right, talk to me like I'm 5. What is normal college recruiting like? Like, what's the process?
It's a world.
How many niggas is it just pull up? Like the basics.
So you get letters in the mail, and this college shows, they show interest in you. Like, hey, that's how you can say you're being recruited. When the college starts sending you letters, they're reaching out to you. After that, they ask you to go to like camps so you can see how well you test, see your size, your measurables. Then usually after that, they go, they've already started watching your film, they go to your games. Now they ask you to come on visits, come on to campus. Let us really, really recruit you now. Now, prior to this year, a lot of those schools, like I said, like I mentioned before, they were playing against the rules, like Alabama and Clemson. They were paying these kids under the table. Miami, no. We were under sanctions at one point. We got in trouble for that a couple of times. So Miami.
With who?
Straight and narrow.
Do you remember?
NCAA.
Yeah. That's who you get in trouble with.
No, I mean like who they pay the money for.
Oh, that.
Well, when we were good, we were playing the players, like in general, like the Michael Irvins, those kids. We were playing those guys. Exactly.
The ballers.
But the NCAA is not a big fan of Miami because they say we're everything wrong with football. The dancing, everything Miami Hurricanes said.
They were the Cowboys of college football.
They were the guys, Cowboys of college football. So they would always had a watchful eye on us. So these presidents that the university would hire were very by the book. They'd give a fuck about the football team. And if your president does not give a fuck, or your front office or your school administration does not give a fuck about the football program, there's nothing you can do. There's literally nothing you can do. So we've been handicapped since Bush Davis left in 2000. We won the championship in 2001, not because of the school and the coaching. The coach sucked. We had fucking Sean Taylor on the bench. We had the greatest roster in the history of college football. Yeah. Clinton Portis was on the bench. Willis McGahee was trying to transfer. These niggas was on the bench. Frank Gore was on the bench. These niggas are not touching the field. These are all-time NFL greats.
The leading rusher of all time.
Andre Johnson was on that team, bro. He was a pup.
It's insane.
I could name Kellen Winslow was on that team. I can name almost every player on that team. You guys know exactly who they are.
Winslow is such a tragic, stupid story.
Yeah, it's insane what happened to him.
Because you couldn't have told me, bro. Because I remember I watched Kellen in high school.
Yeah.
In college. He was a monster, bro. That nigga.
I remember meeting that nigga when he ended up playing for the Bucks. And I remember something, I was a big Hurricanes fan, blah, blah. He was a weirdo. That's when he started getting, he was just weird. He's like, yeah, man, yeah. He's like on someone, what's wrong with it? Yeah, man, good times, man. Great times. Best moments of my life. Yeah, man. Like, He was all, was like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude? Nah. Is he all right?
You know what I remember? Like,
this nigga's weird.
Right, man. After 9/11, this nigga went on the fucking news and called himself a soldier.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking soldier.
Nigga try to die for my legs. I'm gonna get my, like, yo, relax.
Hey, and they cooked his ass for a month. And then he did some bullshit, slid into the Browns, ground his way up, and then just kept
went to the Browns. Got drafted by the Browns, got paid, and got into this crazy motorcycle accident. After they told him, don't ride your motorcycle.
Contract stipulation, don't ride your motorcycle.
Foolish. Ruined his knees. He ended up getting back good again. Then he just, it caused his
a journeyman after that.
After that, he started getting caught, and, you know, he tried to, I think he raped an old lady.
And he's in prison now.
Yeah. He got caught, like, jacking his dick off in front of kids.
Miami legend.
Crazy.
I know Twitter went crazy when that shit dropped.
That's OD.
I know Twitter abused you niggas when that shit went. That
oh, nigga, we did abusing. We led it. We led the brigade.
I can't imagine. I mean,
we knew it was coming, so we had to be first to it.
We released to the streets.
We released the news.
Kellen is not one
hey,
of
guys,
us.
Guys, this, you guys know. Just like what UF does with Aaron Hernandez, they're quick. They're like, oh, man, fuck that guy. You know what I'm saying? They do the same thing.
I'm not going to lie, bro. I feel different about Aaron. Like, Aaron's one of the niggas you raw in high school, raw in college. Like, you have to look at Aaron Hernandez.
He was raw in the league, too, when he, for the little time he played. He was good.
Look at him like the way you look at R. Kelly. Like, I mean, like, yeah, like, you just some wild shit. But he get busy. That nigga got busy.
Like, he literally got busy.
What is he, Puerto Rican?
I think so. Crazy-ass Connecticut nigga.
That boy got busy,
Aaron
man.
Hernandez.
That boy got busy, man.
He didn't have to do that, bro. He would have been one of the best tight ends ever.
But they said his brain was all...
Yeah, he's all jacked up. Like, he was fucked up.
Shredded, bro.
Yeah, he was fucked up.
So that got to be taken into some kind of...
Oh, yeah. I know. Oh, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, that's the plight of Miami. Now we got this new coach who played for Miami before, won championships in Miami.
So then does the school now have a football-first kind of mentality?
Yes. New president, new board of administration, new boosters, big money.
How long has there been a genuine good push to be a champion?
Long time.
There's been talk, but there's no action. We're just now seeing action this year.
I think that talk was created by y'all niggas.
Okay, Chris, Chris and Ben, give me the real, like, how long has the culture been trying to win?
My God, genuinely, man. She's sitting here lying and pacifying this man. We've been thirsting for a dub, nigga.
Yeah, we the fans, not the school.
Yeah, nigga, who the fuck you think we talking about?
He's talking about the school.
Give me the number.
Talking about me, the fans, nigga. I talk about since I was like,
this nigga saying this year is the first year that culture matches with culture.
Since I was since I was 17.
Nigga, all I know is with the hires they've made, the moves they made, shows me they didn't give a fuck. And if you ask anybody that knows, they will tell you the same. Even the fucking players. We can have players on the show right now, ex-players will tell you, they don't and they did not give a fuck until now. They didn't give a fuck.
17. Look up what year that was.
They're just now renovating Miami's locker rooms.
Who was the last Florida team to win one?
Florida State in 14.
I remember that.
Jameis Winston and the boys.
I remember.
Dalvin Cook. Yeah.
And see, that's the thing. That's recent enough for me to be a bragging ass.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
They had like 4 years left.
And so a lot of those kids, I'm saying, so the kids that you know, Florida State really bad. Now, worse, somebody that's really bad, but they're like, they remember it though. Kids that are being recruited in high school, y'all remember them boys being good.
Yeah, like
they don't.
They could have saw it.
All they know about Miami that was cool is, the turnover chain. That was a cool thing, little thing. The kids like that, but like aside of that, these niggas never took the school didn't take football serious, bro. It was the fans, bro. You know what I'm saying? And the nostalgia.
The niggas will remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it is.
But that's the thing. Even the dudes who were there for the heydays in the 80s,
they don't fuck with this shit, bro, until now. That's what I'm saying. Because they know, okay, we got one of ours in here. He played, he won, he know what it takes, and the school has literally backed him. We hired that nigga away from another school where he was winning big at.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think it's just because of his ties to the program and to the school that, you know, won?
So
that caused us to win the Crystal Ball sweepstakes?
He wouldn't have came here if Miami was not serious about winning because he was in a great position. He was at Oregon.
Yeah, he was
top three recruiting class every year. He won his conference last 3 years. Coach of the year, he was good. He like, yo, that's my alma mater. I love Miami, but if them niggas ain't serious about.
Yeah,
you know, they showed him he was serious. So he left Phil Knight money. This is Nike money.
Yeah,
Phil Knight is the biggest booster out there. And he said, yo, I'm going to Miami. Who shells out no money? That lets you know. They serious, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They serious. So, but they just got to show me, man. But I like what they're doing. I love what they're doing. I love what they're doing.
That's why I'm telling
and
you
this. What are they doing exactly?
Now we're able to recruit the big dogs.
We
you can't just say, oh, I'm you, you. Back in the day, you used to be able to, oh, I'm the University of Miami. You show up at some kids' house in North Miami, and that's the biggest fucking thing in the world. That don't mean shit no more. You show up to fucking Central right now, and I'm like, all right, cool. And we just got the best linebacker, this Haitian kid, but it's because it was serious.
We just recruited somebody.
Yeah.
Or he
you know what I'm saying? But, you know, nigga, you in Alabama? What the fuck have you done? Who are you? Yeah, my dad said y'all was good, but I mean, y'all niggas is jokes. Y'all niggas is jokes. We laugh at y'all niggas at school. We make jokes about that. Hurricanes? They can't play for them.
Dad said y'all was good.
Bro, there was this prominent player. I can't say his name on this podcast because, you know, whatever. I know his dad through Maya because Maya grew up in Gables. And this kid, he's one of the best players in the NFL right now. He's being recruited by Miami. The guy told our coach at the time, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm not wasting my time with y'all. And then the coach was like, what do you mean not wasting time? He's like, my kid, you send kids to your school to waste careers. He said, I'm not in the business to waste my son's career. He got one chance. Thank you. No thanks.
My God.
Kid is one of the best players in the league right now. He played at Alabama. I'll leave it at that.
My God.
I'll leave it at that.
Pain and suffering.
And he's rolling in millions right now. Swimming. She grew up with him. So...
All right, I get a bit understanding. I mean, it still sounds like loser shit.
It's when you think about Big Three, it's three losers that used to be winners.
I could definitely see how Miami was wilding, doing illegal shit.
Oh man,
which got them unwarranted attention.
Oh man,
which made hard asses have to be hired at the school.
Bro, we got a
neglected football culture.
We got in trouble in 2011 for cheating when we were not good. So what that tell you?
Okay. All right.
But like I said, in the 90s and the 80s and the 2000s, the Hurricanes, the Florida Gators, and the Florida State Seminoles were the best schools. They were the best. Why all of a sudden they sorry?
That's what's crazy because...
No one's going to them schools anymore.
All of you niggas are pretty much fans of those days. That's when you were born and made.
That's when we were born. So you got to embed it in your kid. Like, you got no other choice. But if you made them have a choice, they're not picking our schools.
Real shit, because you damn sure are shoving this green and orange to your kids. Because, and like... They can see them winning.
Bro, if Newberg had a kid right now, and he had a free choice, his son wouldn't choose Seminoles. If Silk's son had a choice, he wouldn't be choosing the Gators. And my son wouldn't choose the Hurricanes.
They probably
my daughter's throw up to you because they see me do that shit. It's everywhere, bro.
They probably be on some goddamn Alabama or Clemson.
Me and my son have watched the Heat win one. And he's still a fucking Golden State.
Guy.
Yeah, he's a Golden State guy.
Yeah. Man. Most kids, like, that's
Steph
another
Curry's
thing. We
amazing,
talk to these
man.
Kids. Steph Curry. Steph Curry is their Michael Jordan. Or LeBron James. But, like, Steph Curry changed the game. Like, Golden State Warriors. You talk to them about football. Fucking, what's his name? Lamar Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Like
Odell Beckham.
Beckham.
Hey.
He's a big one.
Where we do our soccer practice, they have a little league football practice, bro. And when I tell you, all these little kids do is imitate Tariq Hill and Odell Beckham, my nigga. Like you see them throwing up the peace sign when they running away. You see them trying to do the one hand grabs. Like they're very influential.
I remember at the barbershop having a conversation about wide receivers, and this kid was telling me about Odell Beckham. He said, "Man, Odell Beckham, he's fast. He did it in his hands. He had the best hands ever." And I said, "Man, he wouldn't even crack the top 20 best wide receivers of all time. Top 30, 40."
Niggas don't
know. And this kid said, "Who the hell you think is the best? Michael Irvin?" I said, "No, man, Jerry Rice." He said, "Who the fuck is that?"
Crazy.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah,
I said
that's crazy though,
thing, right? Because with my son, I tell him, "Bro, go watch YouTube highlights." Whenever we have these talks, because I had to show my son who the fuck Randy Moss was.
That hurts my heart, bro.
Man, but it's okay because they don't know.
They don't know. I know, but it just reminds you how old we're getting, bro.
Here's what I also realized. Like we were, dare I say it, born and we're in one of those heydays of sports.
Yeah, we were.
Because like we can't go look at like I got to watch Jordan play.
Yeah.
I can't go back in time and find niggas raw than that.
Yeah.
I got to watch Shaq play. Yeah. I'm not finna go back in time and find a lot of niggas raw than that. This is the heyday.
You watch Kobe. You watch, I watch Duncan. Kobe. You watch Wade.
The children
Wade.
Need to go watch yeah. footage from shit that I've seen in my person. Life because I'm from the heyday.
But you know, that's why I think it's different because we saw seeing it live as opposed to watching highs is not the same. Like even now, like today, like a kid that's watching today, he's like 8 or 9. And he wasn't alive for the Heat championships. Where we saw LeBron and Wade and them niggas play. And now you watch the highlights, like, oh, this shit was raw. But feeling that shit live, nothing like it.
Me and my brother were watching Michael Vick play the Vikings.
Nothing like it.
Vick made those niggas crash into each other.
Craziness.
Crazy.
We ran out of the fucking house.
Bro.
We ran out of the fucking house.
That shit felt like you was in a house. This shit felt so surreal.
I will never forget.
Like a video game.
We watched this nigga. I forgot where we were at, bro. We were watching this nigga, Michael Vick. He scored a touchdown from the 1 yard line, a 99-yard touchdown run. And wherever we were watching this game at, everybody was, no matter who you're cheering for, you're cheering for this nigga.
Of course.
Like some things just transcends what the fuck you cheer for.
That's what I'm saying. And it's like, this is the thing. We watched Michael Vick. There is no Michael Vick before that.
No.
And it's like, if a kid ever talked to me about Lamar Jackson, don't say shit to me until you've watched Vic's highlight reel. Then come back and talk to me with common sense.
Mm-hmm. Real talk.
And you know, and I always tell people, you know what's crazy? Lamar Jackson would probably tell you to do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part. The nigga you capping for would probably tell you the same thing I'm telling you.
Because they study the game, so none of the history going to miss them, dog.
I'm going to tell you that, hey, this is a nigga who never read the playbook.
Okay. Yeah.
After you watch the highlight, this guy didn't read the fucking playbook until he was almost out of there.
I mean, look at this. Look at his talent. You think he has time to read a fucking playbook? That's running from the cop type.
If he had read, he could have been Lamar.
Yeah.
If he had gave a fuck, if he had not been around,
yeah,
bro, I'm never gonna forgive those dirty Virginia niggas for taking Vic's best years away from me. I'll never forgive them. I wouldn't. Long as I live, you dirty motherfuckers. Long as I live.
Yeah.
I hope you bitches never rest another day in your lives.
That nigga was fucked up.
I hope you're haunted by fucking Rottweilers, you sons of bitches. I hope you never sleep again. I hope all your food tastes like kibbles and bits.
And then they didn't protect the investment.
Come on.
They snitched on everything. I'm like, bro, what are you? You got to take the fall, bro. This nigga's worth hundreds of million. What are you doing?
Michael Vick signed $100 million dollar historic contract.
But however,
you guys are black quarterback.
Clap it up for him. He's the only player. It just got broken by Peyton Manning, but he was the only player in NFL history to sign a $100 million contract, lose it, and sign another one. He signed two different $100 million contracts.
I want you to understand, he fucked up so bad, they didn't give a black quarterback that money like that until Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and that's because they don't consider him black.
You hear me? Okay, well then, once Michael Vick fucked up that million, that broke my heart.
Fuck, man. They fucked that nigga up.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I mean, I know for me, like with this, I know we're dragging the sports shit, but going back to the sports shit.
We got sports out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we never do this on this podcast, so I mean, why not? But I wouldn't. Now I'm going to let my kid go to UM with certain schools, but I understand why parents wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? It's a business decision. Your kid got one shot. Can't fuck it up. Can't fuck it up. If you're good enough to go play for the best coach of all time in Alabama, Nick Saban, why not?
Let me ask you this question. How important is winning to being drafted? Because like there are still stars that come from loser schools, no?
There is no stars. So if you're a kid being recruited by a high school, they'll say they want to win championships, but really it's to propel me to the league. What's the best chance of me getting on? Right now it's who's going to give me the most money, because now it's legal with the NIL. Who's going to give me the most money? Who am I going to get on the field with first? Because there's no more waiting like back in the days. That's another thing. Back in the days, kids could, if you're going to school like Miami, if Sean Taylor's on the bench, how soon do you think you're going to play? You're not going to touch the field till your senior year. But now kids don't play the freshman year. They're getting the fuck out of there. They're transferring. So it's all about access, and there's a lot more information now, and then kids are more open to leaving the state now as opposed to staying. They want to see other shit. I think right now it's all about, can you get me to the league? I want to get to NFL.
No, what I was asking is like, okay, so like, if I play for a college team, that's a loser.
Right.
But I'm raw as fuck. Does the losing hurt my chances of being drafted?
No.
Not if you're raw as fuck, no. There's a lot of players that get drafted from shitty small.
That's what I'm saying. So then being a winning team in college really has no influence on whether or not you're going to get drafted.
It really doesn't, but it has helped. It makes you look better, get more eyes on you. And on top of that, a lot of not-so-great kids get drafted too only because they played on winning teams.
And you played in a good system. That made you
play a great
wrong.
System. You're more NFL-ready.
And they get exposed.
More polished.
You know, I think about polished. A lot. I think about how Ken Dorsey was supposed to be this prolific game manager.
No.
League ate his ass up, boy.
Yeah. Now he's an amazing coach.
And it really
shoot
showed
him up and spit him out.
That's the thing. That's what game managers are.
Yeah, that's a game manager.
But it really showed how much talent was around
him. How much talent was around him. They always say, like, at that time, bro, you could have put anybody under center. And it would have been, I mean, you got Santana Moss, Reggie Wayne, you got fucking Andre Johnson. I mean, it's
my God.
Kellen Winslow, Jeremy Shockey. These guys on the bench, bro.
I remember Shockey.
I'm sure I'm trying to tell you.
Shockey was four tough for a long time.
Don't get me started on the fucking.
Great career.
Don't get me started on the fucking defense. John Vilma, Sean Taylor, Ed Reed, Entrell Rowe, fucking DJ, huh?
I said Entrell Rowe was a beast.
Yeah, he was. He was, bro. He fucking was, bro. Same.
Richard, final thoughts?
Hey, man, this year.
Oh, please.
this year.
Oh, fucking please.
I am going to go crazy in the games. You thought you seen something with Boo, motherfucker?
Oh, fucking please.
I'm going to go crazy this year. I haven't been to a Miami game in two fucking seasons.
Apparently, you ain't missing shit.
All right? Now I'm back. You is back. Rick is back. It's the vibes. We're going for all the way. We're going to win 10 games this year. It's all about the U. And if you don't fuck with the U, fuck you.
I guess he's talking to me. Chris.
Goddamn right.
Yo, gangsta.
Final thoughts, my brother?
My final thoughts is...
Son of a bitch chewing on goldfish over there.
Nah, it's cashew, son.
He's nuts.
It's cashew.
He's nuts.
No, bro, it's cashews. We're not going to do this, all right? You're not going to ruin my final.
It's 6:30 in the morning, guys.
Anyway, as I was saying, the blessings during hard times is the perseverance to survive. Peace.
Ben, final thoughts?
Shout out Gramco, the damn code. Use your promo code NWO25 for 25% off of your orders. I'm going off of these Eddies.
Hey man, we didn't shout out Jude.
Shout out Kaki Glock.
Come on, be responsible, baby. Listen here. For not shouting out Jude, we should be shot.
I should just run through all the promo because
you know, if you want to know how to shoot me properly, fuck with Jude, okay? You will learn how to safely secure your gun, use your gun, load it, clean it, use it, and feel safe around it. And Jude can be reached and put on my dollar number, 786. But I guess, hold on, I know this number by heart. 315-3546. I did know it. 786-315-3546. My brother Jude, give him a call, please, man. Feel safe. It's a crazy world. Speaking of crazy world, man, you need to eat right. You need to feel well. What else to do that but safe, secure, vegetarian delight? 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Okay. Brand new menu every day. Delight Juice Bar on Instagram. Come see what we have to offer. Call ahead. 954. Come on. I'm blanking.
241-7402.
Call ahead. Go online, see the menu, then call ahead, place your order, and we'd love to have you. And last but not least, Gramco, the damn co. You already know who I am, co.
Shout out Graham Cole.
Shout out to Graham Cole. It's the reason why we feel like this. You know the vibe.
Pride died and laid to the side right now, yo.
My final thoughts are, I don't believe in Ricky any of this shit. They're going to live in the heyday for a long time. This song has been in my brain for 2 years. And because we are talking about UM, I feel like it's perfect. This song is by Los Tres de la Habana. And it's called Canción de Trump.
What the fuck is this?
I will vote for Donald Trump. You go crazy.
No, oh, fuck
my
you.
God. You go crazy.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace.
With your help, your devotion, and your drive, we are going to keep on fighting. And together, we will make America great again.